Genesis 21, beginning in verse 1. And the Lord visited Sarah, as he had said, and the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. For Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age, at the set time of which God had spoken to him. And Abraham called the name of his son that was born unto him, whom Sarah bare to him, Isaac. And Abraham circumcised his son Isaac, being 8 days old, as God had commanded him. And Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born unto him. And Sarah said, God hath made me to laugh, so that all that hear will laugh with me. And she said, Who would have said unto Abraham that Sarah should have given children suck? For I have borne him a son in his old age. And the child grew and was weaned, and Abraham made a great feast the same day that Isaac was weaned. And Sarah saw the son of Hagar, the Egyptian, which she had borne unto Abraham, mocking. Wherefore she said unto Abraham, Cast out this bondwoman and her son, for the son of this bondwoman shall not be heir with my son, even with Isaac. And the thing was very grievous in Abraham's sight because of his son. And God said unto Abraham, Let it not be grievous in thy sight because of the lad and because of thy bondwoman. In all that Sarah hath said unto thee, hearken unto her voice, for in Isaac shall thy seed be called. And also of the son of the bondwoman I will make a nation, because he is thy seed. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, and took bread and a bottle of water, and gave it unto Hagar, putting it on her shoulder, and the child, and sent her away. And she departed and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba. And the water was spent in the bottle, and she cast the child under one of the shrubs. And she went and sat her down over against him, a good way off, as it were a bow shot. For she said, Let me not see the death of the child. And she sat over against him, and lift up her voice and wept. And God heard the voice of the lad. And the angel of God called to Hagar out of heaven, and said unto her, What aileth thee, Hagar? Fear not, for God hath heard the voice of the lad where he is. Arise, lift up the lad, and hold him in thine hand, for I will make him a great nation. And God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water, and she went and filled the bottle with water, and gave the lad drink. And God was with the lad, and he grew, and dwelt in the wilderness, and became an archer. And he dwelt in the wilderness of Paran, and his mother took him a wife out of the land of Egypt. Here ends the reading of God's holy word.
This evening, with the help of the Lord, we will preach the Word of God from a chapter that we have been reading, Genesis 21, and I read as the text, verse 17, text for the preaching, Genesis 21, verse 17. We read, And God heard the voice of the lad, and the angel of God called to Hagar out of heaven and said unto her, What ail thee, Hagar? Fear not, for God hath heard the voice of the lad where he is. Above this sermon we write, God keepeth his promise. 3 points of attention. First one, God's way with Abraham. The second one, God's way with Ishmael. And the third one, God's way with us. Title of the sermon, God keepeth his promise. 3 points of attention. First one, God's way with Abram. Second one, God's way with Ishmael. The third one, God's way with us. Congregation, one day I saw a picture, and children, on the picture I saw a man sitting at a camel. A little bit behind him, another camel, and a woman sitting at it. And the kettle was a kettle behind. It seemed they took everything they had. And at the side of the road, I saw at the picture people standing, young children standing there, old man standing there, and they all watched that man on the at the camel. And you saw in their faces, they were astonished. They could not understand what this man was doing. Maybe you understand who this man is at that picture. It's Abraham, leaving his country, leaving his family, leaving his race, leaving everything behind. You can say yes, but so what? Well, it was something different from nowadays. Because when you left your family, your race, your country, you left your assurance. Seen that in South Africa, among the black people, they, maybe also here, but they help each other. When one of the family is out of labor, is ill, cannot do his work, then his brother is helping him so that his family can live. Sometimes they say that's why we are so careful to each other. We do not understand that you people from Europe can say everything that you think about the other one. We cannot do that because we need each other. Well, that was also the situation with Abram when he was leaving his country, leaving his family, his race. He left his assurance. Nobody to help him. And the people beside the road, they could not understand this, what this man was doing. What is he doing? But the man at the camel, it seemed that he did not see those persons standing there. He was looking straight forward, not seeing man. Seemed that he was hearing. Yes, indeed, that's true. He was hearing the voice of God who called him to leave everything. And he obeyed. Obedience. He trusted God. You do? You trust? You really trust God? God, children, God that you cannot see, you trust Him? Really? Expect everything from Him? Yeah, you say, maybe I'm jealous. Jealous for this strong faith. Oh, if I had a faith like Abraham. If I could live a life like he did. But I'm always struggling, fighting temptation, affliction, problems, doubts. Now, I cannot stand at the side of Abram. Sometimes I ask myself, you really are a believer, that, and Satan is there. He says, you are not. But did you think about the life of Abram? Did you realize everything that happened in his life? Maybe you are seeing him sitting there high above at his camel. But when you read the Word of God, you see that this man has been a man who was struggling, who was suffering with affliction, temptation, sometimes falling, standing up again. That's the life of Abram. And that is the way that God exercised his faith, so that it became what it was when God told him to sacrifice Isaac, son of the promise. Put it on the altar for God. Then he would put on the altar everything, the son that he was longing for, his whole life was waiting for. You realize that? How many years was this man praying? He had heard the promise of God, but it didn't happen. Maybe you're praying already many years. God will change something in your life, will do something in the church. Maybe in your young life you will be praying such a long time. Sometimes you ask yourself the question, is God really there? Is He listening to my prayer or not? Sometimes maybe you're sitting now here this evening and you say, yes, Pastor, I can't live without Christ, without His blood, His sacrifice. And I came to Him by the power of the Holy Spirit. I confessed everything to Him. And I trusted, but now I trusted that He accepted me for grace. But now things in my life are difficult and many things are not changing. Now I'm doubting. Maybe this evening I hope you will be encouraged, that you recognize something of your life, the life of Abram. God said to Abram, you have to leave your country, your family, your race. And he did it. Then when he was there in the promised land, came hunger, and he had to leave the country. And then he was afraid, he was lying about his wife. How is it possible? And he did it again. And he never saw that the Lord was giving this country to him. But he believed. How many years was he praying to get that son of the promise of God? That son that was necessary so that a Savior would be born to save also the soul, the life of Abram. That Christ would be born. But it didn't happen. So we can say this evening, the whole life of this man struggling, fighting the good fight faith. In this way, his faith became strong. What will happen with a child that has to walk to school a long way every day? Raining, sun shining, cold, warm, hot. That child will become strong. Get used to it. By all that difficult walking. So that's what happens. Your spiritual life. Exercising. God's exercising the faith of his children. Giving them problems, affliction, temptation. That they experience that they are not strong, that they fall. The Lord is lifting them up. And then, in that way, the Lord is teaching them not to trust their own strength. It's a sad story that we've been reading this evening. Story about Abram. He's having a son, Ishmael. And also, this thing happened because it was so difficult to Abram and his wife Sarah to wait for the Lord, trust, although you do not see, you do not experience, to trust, to wait, to expectate what God will do. They couldn't. They were taking the bond girl, and Abram was getting a son with this woman, Ishmael, son Ishmael. And they thought, well, this is the answer, this must be solution. This is the will of God. Now, in this way, the promise of God will come. And that boy grew up. Then, when it was 13, 14 years, 17. Then, at last, happened what the Lord had promised. Sarah was getting a son. She became pregnant. Son was born, Isaac. When this son was a few years, it was weaned, and it was, and Abram made a feast, and at that feast Sarah saw the son of Hagar, Ishmael, mocking the young born boy. And now, after that happened, Abram has to send away this son, sent away this bond woman. What a sad story is this. Maybe you can imagine a little bit. His own flesh and blood, his son, sent him away. Sarah told him. And the word of God says it was grievous for Abram. He could not accept that. It was too painful to do that. Sarah was right. He should do it. But we don't say that there was not sin in all those things, in the emotions of Sarah, but at the end it was the way of God. It was the will of God that this son, Ishmael, and his mother, Hagar, would be sent away. So, Abram, those two persons were teared from his heart. Painful. It should not have happened if he would have been waiting for the Lord. It would not have happened. So what can we learn from this? We can learn. Many times we suffer. Painful things. Because of what we did. We did not trust the Lord completely. That we didn't follow the Lord. Our whole heart. And that the Lord has to take the pruning knife. Take away everything that's a hindrance for the fellowship, communion with God. It's painful. In fact, that's what the Lord is teaching us in His Word. That's what Paul is saying. And he says, we have to die so that Christ may live in us. Painful to die, but useful. You know about that. You know about that. You experience that in your life, young people, elder people, older people. You know about that, what it means. That the Lord is taking the pruning knife so that there may be fruit. And nothing will stand between you and God. Maybe afterwards you kneel down and say, thank you, God, it's good. You're teaching me a necessary lesson. God's way with Abram. God's way with Ishmael. Second point of attention. What Ishmael was doing was wrong. He was mocking the young boy. Why did he do it? You can understand, maybe. Because his mother told him when he was young that he would inherit everything. You see, my boy, everything from your father will be yours one day. That's the way he was growing up. Then, all of a sudden, things changed totally. We can learn from this situation. First thing that we can learn is all this suffering for Abram, it had to do with the fact that he had two wives. God created, the Word of God says, created one. One man, one woman, to be one in marriage. Abram had two. It was not unusual in that time. What a lot of suffering and problems did it bring to him. not the good way to live. And what problems can there be in one family? Children not loving each other. Children, you love your brother, your sister. Are you jealous? Wrong to be jealous. Ishmael was jealous. Jealousy, such bad thing. Such bad results of that behavior. We can understand it was difficult for him to accept. Now this young boy was born and he would inherit everything. We can learn another lesson. Your heart wicked. So wicked. Full of self-deceit. Have you learned that lesson? So that you pray, O God, change my heart by the power of your word, of your Holy Spirit. Maybe you say, I have to confess, my heart is a jealous heart, proud. And I have been praying about that, but it's still there. I'm falling in that sin so many times. Don't forget, the Lord is graceful to forgive. When you come and repent for Him again and again, He is also powerful to change what you cannot change. Maybe you must learn it more and deeper, that you lack the power to change, so that you expect it from the Lord, from Christ, from the Holy Spirit, to do it, so that He will get the glory in your life, all the glory. Oh, come to Him with boldness because of the sacrifice of Christ. We can see in this history what results sin has. When Ishmael, he was mocking with his brother, the result was that he was cast out of the tent tabernacle of his father. Cast out with his mother, like Adam from paradise. Cast out of his home. He would not inherit. So the result of sin is so terrible. That's why we must be afraid of sin. We must hate sin. It can be that you sit here, young, older. You say yes. Now I'm old. In my life, things happened. I have been doing things, and I never can change the results. It's possible. So many times I think, because I see the result of sin, what I was doing. But although you cannot change it, it doesn't mean that the Lord will not forgive it. Never forget that. The Lord is willing to forgive. Although it may be that we will suffer this short life from what we did. That it will be like a thorn in our flesh. So, this boy Ishmael, he was cast out of the tent of his father. And he had to go to the desert. But it doesn't mean that this boy, that there was not a way to be accepted by God, to be saved. Now, we can learn from this history that the Lord did not forget this boy. The Lord says, Abram, he's your son. So, I will take care for this boy. In fact, he is child of the covenant of God with Abram. So it can be encouraging for you that the Lord will listen to your prayer. Although you have been falling in sin, you must not think the Lord will not listen to my voice. You can read in the Word of God that the Lord is hearing when the young birds call. That's what we see when this lad was crying. The Lord was listening. Sometimes Satan says, you must not imagine that the Lord is listening to your prayer. Did you forget what you've done in the past? And do you think that you have enough knowledge of God? And you know, the Lord would listen to you if you were a child of God. But yeah, that's not so sure. So people can be confused. Now we can see in this history that the Lord is listening to the voice of the lad. And don't think that he will not listen to your voice, to your voice. You cry to him your sorrow because you have been sinning. Don't know the way to be saved. Don't think that. Oh, many times we have such bad thoughts of God, of Christ. We think that he is like us, but he is graceful. We listen to your voice, but you say, I don't know how I have to pray. Well, that's not a problem. The Lord knows your heart. You only cry to him. He will teach you. He will help you. He will save you. Christ is not only a priest to forgive your sins, also a teacher to teach you everything, also a king to rule your life. This boy, he was cast out to the desert. Sometimes our lives is like traveling in the desert. Difficult. But in this way, this boy became strong. And the Lord was taking care for him. But be careful. It can happen that the Lord is helping you in your problems, your young life, that you think everything's fine. Now I have a question. Maybe you think the Lord was helping me that day when I was very ill. I recovered. I've been praying. But now I have a question. What did you do with the blessings of the Lord? My heart is full of pain when I see, when I do not read here in the Word of God that Ishmael, child of the covenant, did not, I do not read it, I would like to read it here in the Word of God. That this man was fearing the Lord, thankful, grateful, humble. My heart's full of pain that I'm not reading it here. I don't know everything. Now I ask it to you, how is it in your life, your young life, older? How much did the Lord give to you? How many times did He help you? What was the result? What was the fruit? Was it that you were humbled to confess everything, to expect everything from God, to give glory to the Lord by faith in the work of Christ? Take that question with you. Is Christ growing in your life? And were you humbled? That's the result. Living faith. Living with God. It seemed that the mother of this lad did not see sin of her son. Sometimes parents are not willing to see sins of their children. Or they say, no, Pastor, my boy is not doing that. Well, that's not according to the Word of God. We are able to do everything that's wrong. All the seeds of sin are in our heart. And we must not deceive ourselves. And we have to warn our children to say, my boy, my girl, what you do, it's wrong. If you go on like this, it will be bad result. You will be lost. Your life must be changed. Your heart must be renewed. And God is powerful, willing to do that by His Spirit, by His Holy Word, by faith you convert. Don't forget that, so that our children may fear the Lord. God's way with us. Two brothers. How they can differ. You know that. Maybe your family. We ourselves having three children. Two daughters. One son. The two girls, they differ. Totally different. Not only the eyes different color, but also the character. Those two boys, Ishmael and Isaac, they were so different. Not only outward. What was the difference in their lives? Well, we can say it was a source. The root where they lived from. And the Word of God is taking a lesson also for us from those two brothers, those two children of Abram. We can read about that in the letter of the Apostle Paul to the Galatians. In the fourth chapter, we read about those two boys. Verse 22. For it is written that Abram had two sons, the one by a bond maid, the other by a free woman. But he who was of the bond woman was born after the flesh. But he of the free woman was by promise, which things are an allegory, for these are the two covenants, the one from the Mount Sinai, which gendered to bondage with his Hagar, and the other one, for this is Hagar, is Mount Sinai in Arabia, and answer to Jerusalem, which now is on earth, is in bondage with her children. But Jerusalem, which is above, is free, which is the mother of us all. What is the lesson of this? Why is Paul taking those two boys, children? What is he teaching? A very, very important lesson for our spiritual life. He says you can see a symbol of two covenants in those two brothers. The one is of the flesh, and the other one is of the promise. What does it mean? Maybe you say it's too difficult. Let me try to explain. Two covenants. In fact, the Lord says, can be a relation to God in the life of man in two different ways. A relation of the flesh or a relation of the promise. Covenant of the flesh, promise. Now the question for us is, this evening, how do we live with God? Do we live in a relation from the flesh? Or in a relation from the promise? What does it mean? Now the first son, Ishmael, he was the son of the flesh. It means he was born by what Abram did. Abram had been thinking with his wife Sarah, and they came to the conclusion that he had to do something. To do something to help God. To bring the promise coming out. So this boy was born from what man did, decided. From the will of man. But the other boy, Isaac, he was born when it was impossible. And then God came to Abraham and said, next year you will have a son. Abraham believed. Promise of God. So it was the work of God, it was impossible. It was not because of the power or because of what Abraham did, but because God was giving it, was giving this son. So now, how is your spiritual life? What is the source? What is the root? Where do you live from? How is the relation? Is the foundation what you do, what you know, what you have, what you experience? Or what God promised, what He did in Christ, what He has written in His Word. Faith in the Word of God, that He, by His Holy Spirit, has been working in your heart. So ask yourself that question. Paul is writing this to the Galatians because in that congregation there were people, they were trusting on what they did as wrong. We have to trust in what Christ has been doing, because that's full, that's never changing, that can be the only rest of my soul. Blood of Christ, sacrifice, His sacrifice at the cross, never changing, written here in the Word of God. Not what I do or feel or experience, always changing. Today is good, tomorrow bad. But the Word of God and the work of Christ, not changing. That's the foundation. My salvation, yours, also your resting point, your spiritual life. That's a very, very important lesson. All religions accept the only true religion of the living faith in Christ. All other religions, they try to climb up to heaven. They try to pay to God. But they will be never successful. But this is the other way around. God coming down to where you are. How deep? Lost in sin. Christ came deeper to bring you back to the heart of the Father, to have fellowship with the living God, communion by the Holy Spirit. Oh, what a peace in your heart when you see that by faith. And that is again and again the rest of your soul. You know, the situation of Ishmael changed totally because of what he did. But the situation of Isaac never changed. That's true for every child of God. They learn from the Word of God that the promise of God is unchangeable, and that it not is depending from what I do, but that it is unchangeable in what Christ did. You say, does it mean that you can live the way you want to live? You want to live like Christ was living. If you really love Him, if you really know Him, if you really in your young life walk with Christ, with His Word, impossible that you can have rest in a life where sin is reigning. Now it's impossible because of the love of Christ in your heart. But you know, the love is of God. It's not depending on my work, but coming from the work of Christ. Oh, how great and full is that. God's eternal love for me, that He was electing me before I could ask for Him. And now this evening, we all have to take refuge to the cross for the first time or again, and day by day, every day, so that we may experience the peace of God, the love of God, by the Holy Spirit, by His Word, then you are no more slave of sin, but a child of God. And He will do what you cannot do. And you will enjoy Him forever. Forever. Amen. Let's pray thanksgiving. O Lord, we do not have the right words to thank you for the gift of your only begotten Son. What a love you have for enemies, sinners, that didn't ask for thee, but thy love is asking for them to bring them back to God. Oh God, we pray that our lives may be changed more and more by Thy Word and Holy Spirit to Thy glory, so that the world may see that Thou art our God, that Thou art a powerful, living God, changing lives, so that we pray, even pray for our enemies, people that harm us. O God, give us every day our heart to be filled with Thy love, that we may see Christ at the cross, dying, paying the price that we cannot pay, and that we may believe it's enough. Also see Him sitting as the High Priest in heaven at the right hand of the Father, praying for us. Sometimes we don't have the words, but He praying for us, that we may see by faith that He will come to judge, that He will do justice on this world to all His children. And our suffering is so short, but then the glory for eternity. O God, let that day come. We pray that Thou wilt bring us safe to our homes, help us in all the things that we have to do, forgive our sins, speaking, listening also in this service, and bless us. We pray it for Christ's sake. Amen.